Now, the Do or Die Foundation is dedicated to providing support to victims of domestic violence. It also wants to spread awareness of the issue and to force a change in our justice system. And one of the founders of Do or Die is with me now. Priscilla, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good, Priscilla. Very good. Priscilla, tell me, first of all, why did yourself and Rita set up Do or Die? I mean, what brought you to the conclusion that the foundation was actually needed?
Both Rita and I are victims. Rita is a survivor. I'm not yet a survivor. I'm nearly getting there, of domestic violence.
Could you explain to me the difference? Violence. Priscilla, sorry, just the difference so that,
yeah,
that we can understand
Rita's
that.
A little bit longer. Rita's a little bit longer, we say, out of her relationship. She's possibly 10 years, a little bit over 10 years. I'm still very raw. I'm still only coming on to 3 years, which is a huge difference.
Okay.
So you're battling every emotion of making that final decision to get rid of that person, which took more than 3 years to make that decision. People say, "Oh my God, should it go so quickly?" It does, but it takes a long, long time to get to 3 years.
Sure. Yeah, and presumably that time frame is an individual time frame for everybody.
Yeah, I would say the first 2 years. And I don't care what anybody says, the first 2 years is the worst. And it doesn't get easier. People might say, oh, it might get easier after the first year. It doesn't. It's horrific. 2 years it takes until you start saying, maybe one morning you might wake up and you might say, God, I'm a little bit better today. And then maybe coming on to 2.5 years, you're getting better. And then you're getting stronger. You're mentally... you're getting stronger. Physically, you're not. Physically, you are an absolute, probably, walking time bomb because some injuries that you might have received, you're still dealing with those injuries internally, even though there's nothing on the outside. But on the inside, you're dealing with both emotions and maybe injuries from broken bones, etc. So you're still dealing with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I just wanted to, so people would understand the difference between being a survivor and a victim. So, yeah. I stopped you in your track there, but tell me, so you're both obviously have first-hand experience of domestic violence, and that's why you set up Do or Die.
Well, yes. We can actually, and it's, I'm not saying this in a proud way, but we are proud to say that Rita and I are the two only women in Ireland that have set this up because we have first-hand experience. We're two ordinary mothers. We have three fantastic kids. They're like any normal kids. They've suffered, too, during all of this catastrophic life that we've had to live. But there was nothing there for Rita or I, absolutely nothing. I didn't know Rita, but the funny part in all of this, not even known Rita, she didn't know me. We never actually lived any further apart than 4 to 5 miles. We lived in the same area but didn't know one another. But what was going on in my house was going on in her house. And it was just, I woke up one morning and I said, I've got to deal with this. I can't go any further with this. This is going to kill me. Either I'm going to end up dead and maybe my children after me, but I've got to do something about it. And when I did, there was nothing there. There wasn't a thing. I approached the local guard station, and I don't blame the guards. Don't get me wrong, I don't blame the guards. The guards are not trained for domestic violence. They're not trained at all in domestic violence. And there was nothing there. There was nothing. And there was the same with Rita. There was nothing.
And how did you eventually meet Rita and decide to do something about that?
What happened was, I was in and out of Dolphin House trying to get a protection order and trying to get a safety order. And you go to the guard station, the guards will tell you one thing and then you go into Dolphin House and they tell you another thing. And being honest with you, nobody knew how to do it. They didn't actually know the system. The judges don't even know the system because you have to go in hope that the judge will see you with a bruised eye, or the judge will see you with your broken jaw and a letter from your doctor, and that he will actually understand that you need a safety order and that you've got to tell the judge that you're living in fear of your perpetrator. But listen, sometimes you might have, it depends on what form the judge was in. And I'm really not, and I don't really care who hears this. it depended on what way and how the judge felt towards you on the day. And it was really, it wasn't down to the injuries you received. It was down to whether he felt like giving it or she felt like giving it on the day.
Right. And one of the things when I was reading some of the articles that you've been involved in putting together, one of the things that shocked me, and I see that you say that many of the victims are shocked by this as well, this certainly shocked me, was to learn that domestic violence in itself is not a crime. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah. For example, if I walk out on the street and I hit you, what you're going to do is you're going to call the police, and the police are going to charge me with more than likely GBH on you, okay? Injuring a party, which is classed under... Now, not legality, I'm not trained in this area, but I think it's under Section 5 of the Criminal Act, okay? But if I hit my partner or my partner hits me, it's not criminal. There's no law there. So this is where Rita and I have no doubt, the government are now listening to us. We are going to criminalise domestic violence. And it will be criminalised, I would hope, before December 2014. Because if they don't do it, I am telling you, we are not going to let this go. They have got to criminalise it.
And is there any international experience that you could point to where in other parts of the world that it is criminalised and maybe we could learn from?
Well, you take the likes of Michael Brown, who's fabulous daughter, Claire Woods, was, again, domestic violence. There was her partner murdered her, okay? If there had been a register in place and you were able to check out the person, if her father or her parents were able, or her uncle or her aunt, who felt she was in fear, was able to go and check out this person, it would have shown, a little bit like our pulse system, that he might have had 6 criminal convictions for beating up women or for beating up men. So straight away, you know, the radar goes up. This is not a good person. That's giving you one example. In November, I was very, very, I suppose, honoured. I have relations in the United States. I have a cousin who's the under-sheriff of Putnam County. And his daughter works in a college down in Manhattan. And she orchestrated for me to meet Kathleen O'Reilly, the Chief Commissioner of Domestic Violence in Plaza 100. And Kathleen met with myself and met with my daughter. And we basically, she showed us the whole ins and outs on how it's run. They have reduced domestic violence by bringing in heavier sentences. By, for example, if I make a complaint against my partner tonight, I cannot withdraw that statement. They will use that right through. They will go to your neighbours. They will go to the children's school. They will get the evidence without you. So you don't need the person who's made the statement to continue with the case. They just go ahead without you. They have a fantastic program that when the perpetrator is arrested, he is taken straight to jail. He is courted in jail where there's a court. He's given basically a time to give his statement. Then he is brought to a cell, and then it'll be brought before a judge, and the judge there will make their mind up whether he is safe to be let out in the streets again. Yeah. Because the chances are, if this person is dangerous and he's let out in the streets, the chances are he'll go back and probably murder his victim, meaning his wife or his partner.
Yeah, I know you said he there, but I presume you mean domestic violence against men or women.
Men as well, absolutely. Yeah. We've 7 men in our group as well. But unfortunately, 75% of it is against women. That's the, so we're so used to, we're trying to, you know, them or he or she.
Yeah.
And it has been reduced. It's all about education. Myself and Rita, what we really want to do is we want to get into the schools. We want to get into the schools. We want to make it compulsory that domestic violence is spoken about. If it's only 10 minutes per week at assembly or at something, that will be part of their education. Because I don't care, it stems from education. We also were brought to another area that our children have found, called Children of Domestic Violence. And this is very important because I was shocked to hear, these figures. 75% of children who come from domestic violent homes turn out to be abusers. 75%.
That's a shocking statistic, isn't it? Yeah, a shocking statistic.
And so the brain, the brain needs to be rewired.
Yeah.
So the brain needs to be retaught again. So that they need to get counselling in place. They need to be able to understand it's not their fault. Understand that they didn't do anything wrong. Understand at the end of the day, they're now alive and they're safe, but they cannot become that abuser.
And what are the levels of abuse against women or men or in the domestic violence sort of situation? Are there any sort of figures available on that?
Well, listen, I just don't believe the figures. Okay, I believe the we don't believe the figures, considering, and this will give you, this is where we're all being caught at, right? As the nation of Ireland, we're all being caught at, right? Be it this government or previous government. They're not giving it to a plain and simple on the line, right? We are less than 8 months old, and we must have looked after 100 people. Okay?
Okay.
They're turning off the phones in Women's Aid. Women's Aid are a great organisation. They're government-funded. We're not, okay? They're government-funded, and I'm sure they've done a lot of really good work for people out there. The phones are turned off at 10 o'clock at night. That's when it all starts. That's when it all kicks off. Is that 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, it's as you say, it's a very, very difficult situation, and I'm sure, as you say, Women's Aid have done a lot of work, good work.
Absolutely,
with people.
And there's a lot of groups out there that are doing a lot of work. But what I can't understand is the likes of myself and Risa and other volunteers we have on board now are able to put our heads down. Like, Rita and I done it for the first 7 months, and we had to bring in volunteers to help us out because it was getting busier and busier and busier. If we're able to do it, and we're two non-professionals, we have basic education, okay? And I'm proud to say my parents gave me, I came from a fantastic home. I got more love than any other parents could give. Rita came from a fantastic home. So we didn't come from homes from domestic violence, right? But what I can't understand, if Rita and I can do it, and we have very basic education, what is going on with all the millions that are being given out to these groups? Where is it going to? It's been hemorrhaged through large salaries, where there's people out there need it. For example, we had a victim last night who's in a very bad way at the moment this morning, looking for young babies' clothing, okay? Left in a very dangerous situation last night. I got her sorted. I have to say this, and give me a good Dublin person any day. Now, we're nationwide and country, and we're going around the country. People down the country sent us stuff. Last night, we put an appeal up if anybody could help us out looking for young children's clothing, quite urgent. You want to see the amount of people. I've people from Cabra, people from Finglas, Blanchardstown, the South Side, you name it. People are wonderful, and they're the people that really have got it. They haven't been treated properly by this government. We're not being treated properly. I don't care what anybody says. It takes the likes of Rita and I to stand up there and say to the government and say to the minister, which we have said, when you take your seal of office, you have a duty of care to the citizens of this country. And they are not providing a duty of care to the women or the men in domestic violent relationships.
Priscilla. In terms of the support that you offer, I know you're saying there's a lot of money, obviously, maybe used for other purposes than you'd like it to be used for. And I know there's a lot of stuff in the news about that recently about salaries and so on.
This is the gas card. This is just, look at the likes of Rehab, okay, who are a registered charity, okay. We are 8 months on to the revenue commissioners, right, trying to get registered, and we can't. They're coming back to us every day. You didn't put a dot on the I, or you didn't put a stroke on the T. A load of nonsense.
Yeah, it's obviously a process that I suppose you need to go through and get to the end of and get registered.
8 months though. Yeah. But I mean 8 months. Yeah. So what we've done is we've set up a limited company. So our foundation will stand on its own 2 feet. It'll make money, and by it making money doing the mini marathon and doing other little fundraising stuff, we will then be able to put the money out there to buy the stuff that our victims need. We don't charge for counselling.
Yeah, and in terms of that support, Priscilla, in terms of the counselling, and you've got volunteers, do you have professional people who are giving you their time to help?
Yeah, free of charge.
Okay.
Free of charge. We have seven different counsellors.
Okay.
Some of our victims get counselling twice a week, some get counselling 3 times a week.
And the professionals give that service free?
Of charge. And again, no money. No money is exchanged, no money passes on.
Yeah. I think one of the points you made there about people being very good, about professional people giving of their time, but ordinary people, as you said, giving of whatever they can, be it something that somebody just requires, be it clothing or be it, you know, something of that nature, but also just giving some money and giving encouragement and help as well to yourself and to Rita.
Well, it does. Like, for example, we at Christmas time there was a lot of people in dire straits. Oh, my God. And it was only bringing memories back to us, but you know what? It done us the world of good to be able to help these people. We had a situation of a girl down in Cork who was only after having a very, who only had a very young baby 3 weeks prior to Christmas, and she had all the money put by for Santi, and she was given. Santi got the list and all, and he was making the stuff, so she had to sort the rest of the bits and pieces out. And up she went to her drawer to take out the money, and the money was gone. The husband had gambled the whole lot, lock, stock, and barrel. And when she had a go at him, he gave her a box and walked out the door and went to the pub and never came back. She had nothing.
Well, I think
2 days before Christmas.
That certainly
so
bring,
we ended up,
you know, brings
yeah,
it home.
So, yeah. So a local restaurant owner donated 12 turkeys to us. So we distributed the turkeys around the country, down the country through couriers, etc. And then we distributed them here in Dublin to people that needed them.
Well, Priscilla Granger, it's no doubt about it that you do fantastic work yourself and Rita Harling and the Do or Die Foundation. If anybody's been affected by what we've been talking about, or if anybody wants to get in touch with you, I mean, what should you do if you are a victim of domestic violence in the first instance?
There's a couple of ways you can. Facebook is really your way forward, but we always say to people on Facebook, if you want to contact us on Facebook and delete the message immediately, just in case the abuser has access to your Facebook account. One thing I will say, and I have to say this, and I do hope that maybe our local politicians will now listen if they're hearing this. We're very, very disappointed. Very disappointed. Both in the Cabra and the Finglas area. Not one politician has approached us except a very young girl called Emma Murphy from Sinn Féin, who's running in the local elections in May here in the Cabra Finglas ward area. She has been absolutely fantastic and is pushing us all the time. She has got victims to us who didn't want to come directly. But we're very disappointed with our local TDs. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour. But she's the only one, a young girl who's seen what we're trying to do. And she's after been huge support. So even if you want to go through her, she's actually only too delighted to direct you to that. Or you can contact us by phone. You can contact Rita on 085-16-44684. Or you can contact myself on 085-16-34219. And we're also, again, on Facebook, the Do or Die Foundation. But you'll always find us putting, and it might take a bit of time to make that call. Any abuser out there, or any victim out there that's getting it hard and that hasn't made the call, be it to us or be it to Women's Aid, make the call. It will change your life, right? Short term, it'll take a little while to get you sorted. But remember one thing, you won't be dead. You're going to be secure because you're going to get the right information from us. But one thing we are going to do, Rita and I are not going to leave any stone unturned. I can tell you here and now, we've one TD down in Clare, Tony Mulcahy, Senator Tony Mulcahy, who is supporting us on this. Down the country. Terrible that our own ones up here can't do it. And we are determined. Domestic violence will be criminalised. The courts will be full of abusers, be it man or woman.
Okay,
and
Priscilla.
We're putting an end to it now.
Yeah, okay, Priscilla. Look, thanks very much for that and for the contact details and all of that and for the challenge out to the local politicians as well to take note and to get more involved. Thanks very much, Priscilla, for talking to me today.
And thanks for giving us the opportunity. You were the first radio station to give us our first interview, so you won't be forgotten.
Okay, Priscilla, thanks very much. That's
take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
That's Priscilla Granger there from the Do or Die Foundation, and Facebook is the best way to get in touch with them. There, she says she gave out the numbers as well. That advice as well, to delete the Facebook message after you have posted it, just in case somebody would see it that you don't want to see it, if you've been affected by the conversation this afternoon, or if indeed you want to get some support from them if you are indeed a victim of domestic violence. We'll take a break now.